This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney. You're listening to the best of America Tonight. Hanging out with all of you across this great nation. Hope you had a fabulous 4th of July. Got to see some fireworks. Got a chance to see perhaps something of a historic nature. I didn't go to a parade, but I was at the Tampa Museum, and it was so fascinating to see the beginnings of the areas of Florida and how they were developed. And then besides that, also the fact that you had these regiments from Florida who fought in the Civil War and were part of what happened at Gettysburg, and there were people dressed up in period costumes and, you know, whatnot, and it was just absolutely fascinating. As somebody who grew up outside of Philadelphia, very close to Philly, and spent so many years seeing the enactments of different battles and being right there at Independence Hall. I mean, from the time I was, 8 years old, we would take a bus ride across the bridge over to go and see where the Declaration of Independence was signed. And it was just, just the coolest thing to me. And really, I think I really held it close because I realized that I was looking at a piece of history when I would see the inkwells where the pens were dipped and all that kind of stuff. So anyway, I hope you had a chance to maybe go to a parade, maybe see something that I saw, some sort of reenactment or whatnot, and if nothing else, had a chance to spend time with your family and maybe catch a couple of those fireworks displays. And speaking of fireworks, while we were away, something that's been escalating for a long time is just getting bigger and bigger and bigger, and that's North Korea and what's going to happen with North Korea, because there was a missile launch on the 4th, and that missile launch certainly raised the concerns of the administration, the stance to take with North Korea, and there's no doubt that Trump is taking a hard line against North Korea, and a lot of people are advocating that the administration do that. But the question is, what does the Chinese government do to respond? Because so much of what their livelihood is interconnected with North Korea, and then while that's happening, the hopscotch of how do we respond to this missile that could have reached Alaska? What do we do? You have an Alaska senator asking for bolstering defenses because of this threat. And then you have the report that the U.S. missile shield is not ready for a North Korea nuke attack. And then you have the uncertainty of Kim Jong-un. And, of course, clearly there's uncertainty there. Clearly he thinks it's about nukes and missiles, and there's nothing that's really persuading him not to think about that. And then you have Russia at the UN opposing sanctions and military action against North Korea. I mean, North Korea is flaunting their missile capabilities to the world. That's what they're doing. Negotiating does nothing with North Korea. Nikki Haley, the ambassador to the UN for the U.S., said clear and sharp military escalation. She said the intercontinental ballistic missile was quickly closing off the possibility of a diplomatic solution, and saying that the U.S. would use our considerable military forces if we must. And then said the United States doesn't seek conflict. In fact, we seek to avoid it. We seek only the peaceful denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula and an end to the threatening actions by North Korea. Regrettably, we're witnessing just the opposite. She called Pyongyang's missile launch on Tuesday a clear and sharp military escalation. North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un said Tuesday that Pyongyang had successfully tested an ICBM that rose more than 1,741 miles and traveled 578 miles from the launch site. And North Korea boasted that its missiles were now capable of reaching anywhere in the world. Anywhere in the world. Wow. CNN reported that U.S. intelligence officials believe that the two-stage missile had never before seen, had never been seen before, and had the capacity to reach Alaska. That is scary. Kim Jong-un himself released a statement saying that North Korea would demonstrate its mettle to the U.S. and never use its weapons programs in negotiations. So enter Secretary of State Rex Tillerson. Let me catch you up on this. The U.S. response to the test would include stronger measures to hold North Korea accountable. The G20 summit in Hamburg is going to be very interesting this week. North Korea clearly does not want to be part of a peaceful world. I agree with Nikki Haley. Think of what happened with the college student, Otto Warmbier, and his poor parents after he was returned in a coma after being in prison for 17 months, a mere 22 years old. He had to be medically evac'd from North Korea. He was returned with severe brain damage. It's painfully clear. Peaceful is not in the vocabulary of Kim Jong-un. But what is the response to be? Any thoughts on what you think the president should do? Dive on these digits, 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283. In the meantime, coming back from an important holiday, there are other questions that come to mind as well. And this G20 summit is going to be pretty interesting, I think, for the president, because some of the policies are going to be policies that a lot of other countries don't agree with, like the climate change policy, pulling out of the Paris Climate Accord that was ratified by 147 countries, saying it was unfair at the highest level to the United States, then trade, that NAFTA is very bad for our companies and our workers, and we're going to make some very big changes. That'd be another thing. Then NATO. The president slams NATO allies for not meeting defense spending targets. Immigration, signing an executive order to keep refugees from entering the country and immigrants from 7 predominantly Muslim nations out. And then tweaking that a bit. And, of course, North Korea, as I mentioned. And there are several other potential clashes with some of these countries on the board with the leader of our country. Angela Merkel has said that she wants the summit to focus on key international issues like climate change, free trade, and an unfettered press. Issues that definitely rub up against Trump's positions and rhetoric. Could be interesting. Hang with us.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Lifetime Grace 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at FullyCookedBacon.com. FullyCookedBacon.com.
America Tonight. Remember, you can always send me your thoughts at AmericaTonight.net. So, one of the, I think one of the interesting pleasures that I have in doing this show is hearing from so many of you, and I encourage you to absolutely send me emails. But send me some emails. I've gotten a bunch of emails, and I'm collecting them for a new segment called What's Shaken in Your Neck of the Woods. And I'll tell you, I love some of the stories that you're, some of you are even sending me pictures about cool general stores or places where, you know, they're your favorite watering holes by the lake, new boat you got. I mean, it's really wild. I love the response. So what is shaking in your neck of the woods? I'm going to just give you two quick examples. I got this from Glenn, who actually sent us a shot of a little bass boat he got, and he said, what's happening here is more and more people are fishing, and I feel good about that. I feel relaxed, and it's, my job is pretty tense, so it's great to listen to you and to be trying to catch some fish at the same time. I live in Houston, Texas. Yeah, how about that? And this one is from Denny, and he says, what's shaking here is we had the annual pancake breakfast, and I ate an amazing stack of pancakes, the fluffiest cake that you've ever, ever scene, and it's at a little secret location in Santa Maria, California. I used to live in Santa Maria, California, so immediately identified with that and was trying to think of, I wonder where that pancake breakfast was. But it's interesting, fluffy, thick pancakes. Pancakes are kind of a common denominator, personality thing. So really tiny, skinny, thin pancakes are really big, fat, fluffy pancakes with syrup and butter all over them. I'm going to say, if you're going to go for pancakes, get the fluffy, big, juicy pancakes versus the skinny little nothing burger pancakes. That sounds good to me. I hardly have ever eat pancakes, but I absolutely love, 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 love them with, like, eggs over easy, you know, kind of the, like, one-in-one thing. So thanks for that, and remember, you can tell me what's happening in your world anytime, 24/7, like the Wendy's drive-up window. We are open, just like that. Russia, Russia, Russia seemed to be the theme on the show for a long time, because every single place I would turn, I would be hearing something else about Russia. So now the latest little kind of twist that I was reading about is the president's legal team suggested the meeting that took place between Donald Trump Jr. and a Russian lawyer with ties to the Kremlin, and they're saying it might have been set up by opposition forces to create the appearance of impropriety. The people responsible, that's where you have to know, the people responsible for arranging the meeting with Trump Jr. may have connections with Fusion GPS, a U.S. political firm with ties to former British intelligence agent Christopher Steele, who produced a dossier on Trump. You know, you dig long enough and you're going to find things across the board. So what is there any weight in this? That is pretty interesting, because if they had the goods to do it, they could certainly create the appearance of that. I mean, ultimately, it's going to be up to, if there's anything there, it's going to be up to the investigation team to come up with it. And it just seems like there is a lot of innuendo, but you got to have that solid fact to nail it to the wall. No matter what, how you feel about the situation, there's no question. You have to have the solid facts, and you have to nail it shut if you're going to go after Donald Trump Jr. This is an interesting story. This is a follow-up to whatever happened with the Arkansas Ten Commandments. Well, the answer is the monument's going to be reinstalled. Originally, the the original was destroyed in late June. A 6-foot granite statue is going to go up on the grounds of the Arkansas State Capitol in Little Rock. The original was ruined one day after it was installed when someone smashed a car into the stone. And it was deliberate, they say. He drove down there and stopped, and he's videoing it on his cell phone, and then accelerated, plowed into it. Since the monument was destroyed, $55,000 in private money was pumped into this project. Wow. So it's reinstalled. I don't know that I think that's a shocker. I don't think it's a shocker. I mean, the guy who destroyed the monument, come on, give me a break with this. Driving a car, smashing into that, that's ridiculous, the damages that he caused. So it's all going to be put back in place in the end. And it doesn't change anything. Wow. Why that had to be removed is beyond me, too. You know, it's live and let live. You want the freedoms, but then you want to attack other people for their freedoms. And you can't really have it both ways. You can, but it's contradictory, and it's like talking out of both sides of your mouth. And it gets confusing, and when it's confusing, usually it is. So the whole thing with the Ten Commandments never really resonated with me because I think you live and let live. And this was not what was obviously offensive to a few people, but overall, if you were to look at them, not offensive. I don't think, anyway. Not. I mentioned that, I have in a previous show, that we do the cheap movie reviews here, which means I help you get ready for the summer creep, what you're going to go see. Spider-Man is on the list, and certainly did well at the box office in its opener, Spider-Man Homecoming. War for the Planet of the Apes and A Ghost Story are all out there. Beauty and the Beast, It Comes at Night, Personal Shopper, and there's some that have been released, and there's some that haven't been released. Baby Driver is one that's kind of found an audience, and it's a kind of an eclectic sort of film. And then the comedy Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2, which I saw and I thought was pretty good, that did well when it jumped out, and that's one of the top movies of the so far, anyway, of the summer. And you look at the movies that are out there. It's kind of interesting what's really resonating and what people are going to see. How about The Big Sick? And The Big Sick is about a stand-up comedian who falls for a grad student, breaks up with her because of his family, then figures out his real feelings when she's in a coma. And apparently, that comedy has people talking about, just what a great, well-written movie it is. And also Baby Driver found an audience, and there's probably still more to go with that, as that was just released. So is it story? Is it big blockbusters? What is selling? And kind of the answer is, there is no one. I think it's a mixture. Stay with us. Coming up next, Forbes Books at Bedtime here on America Tonight.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Welcome to Forbes Books at Bedtime with Kate Delaney and Greg Stebbin.
Joining us now on the show is David Knorr. He's the author of Relationship Economics and many other books, tons of other books. Such an interesting background. In fact, Greg, I was looking at some of the brands that he's worked with, brands that I've had the chance to speak to some of these groups, and they're great, like Deloitte, Cisco Systems, Disney, Hilton, HP, IBM, and so much more. So, David, thanks so much for coming on the show. You're the author of Relationship Economics, like we said, and as soon as I say that word, I think, what do you mean by relationship economics?
It's good to be with you, and yeah, it's been a passion of mine for the last 2 decades.
Wow, that's a long time. So, what when people hear the term relationship economics, I'm assuming like us, they ask you, "What do you mean by that?" And if you're at a cocktail sure. party, how do you answer that?
So my crusade, if you will, has been to really help people understand that. Relationships are more than a quote-unquote the soft skill. For years, we've proven that they can be intentional, they should be strategic, and they can be quantifiable. And in my research, I found really two camps, right? The art of relationships, how to get a business card or give a card or how to quote-unquote work a room, and the traditional networking, which, by the way, I remind people it's one letter away from not working. Right, and then separately, this science of relationships, which is actually called social network analysis. It has nothing to do with Twitter, Facebook, or LinkedIn. It's studying patterns in human interaction. Fascinating, but it puts most people to sleep. So I was.
Yeah, by the way, if you put people to sleep here, we're not going to be very happy.
Understood. So I was fortunate enough to put them together. So I talk about the art and science of relationships. It is more than just a soft skill. It can be a huge enabler of you trying to get things done in business.
So I have a question for you, because anytime a conversation turns towards the idea of networking, I have this suspicion, and it might be exactly what you've been studying for 20 years, but I have this suspicion that some people are networkers purely out of self-interest, and that at the end, that's not very effective. And there are others who are networkers because they have all kinds of motives and interests, including their own, but also the interests of others around them. Is that part of what you're talking about, of being intentional, strategic, and quantifiable?
Very much so. You're exactly right. And unfortunately, I say to folks, a lot of people confuse vibration with forward motion, right? And the first chapter of relationship economics is the top 10 reasons most networking doesn't work. And a big part of that is there's no plan, there's no purpose, there's no goal. So, and Adam Grant at Warden wrote the book, Givers and Takers, and he talks about the same thing is, we found a couple of different camps, people that are me-centric. Forget you for a second. It's all about me. And the only reason I'm even talking to you is because I want something. I'm not sure how far that will get you. And then there's other-centric, which is people that are very, they're very euphoric from just giving. They love to give, and God bless them. They're like Mother Teresa. The balanced approach is what I call relationship investors. These are people who understand this idea of relationship currency. Over time, they're really focused on building their reputation capital. And just like how we have a personal net worth, they also understand conceptually the idea of a professional net worth of your relationship assets and your relationship liabilities.
So how do you start becoming a relationship investor if people are hearing this for the first time? The way that you put it, how do you do that? Because as you know and you describe so well, there's all these networking groups and meetups and whatnot, and I think people throw cards at each other and that's it. They just collect cards even still.
Yeah, let me give you and your listeners just three basic ideas. Number one, relationships don't make sense by themselves, right? Nobody builds a relationship because they're bored. Right? It's an enabler of something we're trying to do. So get crystal clear on what's the desired outcome, right? Why are you trying to build these relationships? So having a goal, having a lighthouse that you work toward is critical. And being transparent with that. Listen, I'm trying to grow this territory, or I'm trying to launch this product, or I'm trying to get this project done. Being transparent with that just kind of paves the way for people to see you as more authentic.
Why is that transparency so hard for so many people? They think that they have to ask, that they're going to ask for the thing they want, but they'll never actually come out and say what they want, and that just makes people feel skeevy.
Right? I would submit that we all have a BS radar, right? We all see it a mile away, right? And you kind of, everybody sees it. So if you come out with, hey, listen, here's what I'm trying to do, and I'd love to, so I'm going to get to the other two points quickly, but if you're transparent early on, you kind of disarm people with that authenticity, right? Everybody knows, everybody has the perception that you have an agenda.
It's called being honest.
Right? Here's what I'm trying to do. It just, again, disarms people with, this is not a BSer. This is not somebody who's going to try to pull a fast one, right? So number one, be succinct about your desired outcome, what you're trying to do. Number two, listen louder. Listen louder. My favorite one-hour visit with somebody is when 50 minutes of it is about them. And by the way, you want better answers? Ask better questions, right? So tell me what your priorities are. Tell me what your challenges are. Tell me, really put your mindset in that notion of seekers and solvers. What are they trying to do? How can you be an asset? And a relationship investor fundamentally understands, and this is my third point, if you start by giving, if you start by investing, and I talk about reciprocate first, if you start start by investing in others. Those who get it will not only say thank you, not only ask, that's very kind of you, what can I do to help you, but they'll also find ways to help others. And if they don't, that's when your yellow flag should go up. That's when you should be concerned about, do they fundamentally understand that they're in the people business?
Wow. And so important, right, for companies to be in the people business. And a lot of companies ignore maybe the value of relationship economics, huh?
That's exactly right. And my most recent book, Co-Create, builds on that notion that you cannot succeed in the future going at it alone. None of us are the smartest person in the room. I have a mentor who says, if you are, you're in the wrong room. Right? And how will you evolve as an individual, as a team, as an organization? Through a few, but really more meaningful, more real, more impactful, more strategic relationships who are going to help you think very differently about your business model, about your revenue model, about your personal and professional growth.
We're talking with David Knorr. He's the author of the book Relationship Economics and many other books. His website is knorrgroup.com. It's N-O-U-R-G-R-O-U-P.com. You know, it's interesting, David, as you're talking about this whole idea of as your book title says, relationship economics, one of the things I'm thinking about is how, on one hand, it seems like technology and social media has changed this economic system, but I have a feeling you're going to tell us it hasn't changed it at all.
Yeah, it technology is, and again, I've been blessed by technology. One of my first jobs at IBM and subsequently Silicon Graphics, and I've worked for a number of software technology companies. I've spent most of my early career in tech companies. So technology, I've found, is an incredible enabler of you nurturing that relationship. But Greg, it'll never replace, or certainly I haven't found a model where it replaces you and I meeting face to face and shaking hands and looking each other in the eye and really investing the time and effort in getting to know the needs, the wants, the aspirations, the desires of the other person. Now, LinkedIn is a great place for you and I to stay in touch, and you can see my articles, you can see kind of what I'm doing and what I'm focused on, and Twitter is a good way to kind of get updates on things, and Instagram, you can visually see kind of what I'm up to, but it's amazing, even at the enterprise level, how many companies forget relationships in their customer relationship management or their CRM system. So unfortunately, again, when I said earlier, people confuse vibration with forward motion, they're confusing transactional nature of networking and contacts with transformational impacts of relationships.
Yeah. You talk about, when you talk about the Hollywood talent model, what is that?
Yeah, in Co-Create, we did a ton of research, and we found that by 2020, which isn't that far away, over 50% of the workforce are going to be contract laborers. So in essence, the gig economy. And if you think about it a second, back in the 40s and 50s, almost everybody involved with a movie worked for the studio. Well, that's just not the case today. Very few actually work for the studio. The studio, buys a screenplay, hires a producer who then hires a director and on-camera talent all the way off to, the off-camera talent. And they'll work together over a couple of years around a common vision, right? But when that project is done, the only guarantee they have of the next project is both the quality of their work and the breadth and depth of their relationships. And I would submit that model is going to continue to proliferate through our companies where, you remember our parents working for 50 years to collect a watch? Those days are long gone. So the only guarantee you have in job security is the perceived value you bring to people who are trying to accomplish that vision, that outcome. So the Hollywood talent model, and you're starting to see it more. Contract labor, more projects, more initiatives that include both traditional employees, but a lot of folks that really don't necessarily work for the company.
Yeah, wow, so interesting. David Knorr, thanks so much for joining us here on Forbes Books at Bedtime.
My pleasure.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-9775. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-9775. That's 1-800-656-9775. 6-9-7-7-5. 1-800-656-9775.
Ralph, remember when you said you were going to start paying more attention to your health and now you're eating potato chips?
Just a few.
A few, okay, but you should be eating Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness. Go to Superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
Wow, look at all the benefits of these berries.
I know, Ralph, I know.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Starting. 383. 15.
Well, I've been talking about it, the start of this series. So many interesting pieces of history happening between the tribe and the Cubs, and the fact that, you know, everybody has burned in their brains 1908, the last time the Cubs won a World Series, over 100 years. But there's history on the side of the Cleveland Indians, too. And this is, I think, a fall classic that a lot of people are going to be talking about. So excited to have Professor Luke Salisbury on with us. He's in our virtual green room. He's a baseball expert and author of a lot of sports books, including The Answer is Baseball, The Cleveland Indian, Blue Eden, and Hollywood and Sunset. I love that title. And also several others as well, and he's contributed to a lot of books. His resume is so long that if I just went down that path, we would never get to talk to Luke. I do want to mention this, though. He was also featured in AMC's Diamonds on the Silver Screen and HBO's Curse of the Bambino, and wrote the Crank column for Boston Baseball. Luke, how are you?
Oh, I'm fine. I'm so excited about tonight. So excited.
Boy, so am I. So, I mean, here's the deal. When we look at this, and this is a question I keep getting asked, who's going to win this series, and why do you think they're going to win it? Is it going to be the Chicago Cubs, or let's not forget about the Cleveland Indians?
Well, the Cubs have so much talent. Theo Epstein, who, of course, put together the team that broke the curse in Boston, looks like he's doing the same thing in Chicago, and you just can't give him enough credit. But, you know, I'm an American League fan. If it isn't the Yankees, I root for the American League team. And having gotten so interested was, I must say I'm rooting for the Indians, and they are on a roll. And it's funny because when you call a team of destiny, it usually means they don't have the talent, perhaps, to do what they're doing. And the Indians have steamrolled everybody, especially the Red Sox. So I'm picking the Indians, but that's David versus Goliath.
It is David versus Goliath, and people forget, and you know you've been watching, that the Indians have speed. I mean, they led the league in stolen bases, and, you know, there's some Cub pitchers that have problems keeping guys on bases. I think that this series, by the way, could even go the distance, could be 7 or 6. What do you think?
Well, if it does, I hope they bring out Charlie Sheen. Throw out the pitch in the 7th game. And maybe the Cleveland Indians should bring Steve Bartman, who, of course, was involved in that awful thing with the ball, to lead a goat out onto the field for the 7th game. But and of course, the pitcher, you make a very good point about Cub pitchers holding men on base. It's John Lester, the former Red Sox, who discovered when he got to the National League, where they run the bases all the time, that he doesn't like throwing to first base. I think it would be very smart of the Indians to bunt and run on John Lester.
Yeah, I certainly do, too. Do you think more people are interested in baseball again? Have we bounced back to a love of baseball? It seems like the numbers are up and the interest is up.
Well, it's very interesting because baseball managed to extend itself from a 2.5-hour game to almost a 4-hour game. It really has totally changed to something where it produces statistics for fantasy players, commentary on ESPN, and highlights. And I understand that the Tony La Russa style of getting the most out of every at-bat, you know, have it go 10 or 12 pitches, wear out the pitcher. From the 7th inning on, you're using almost a pitcher for every out. And this may well be the best way to win, but it takes so long. It's boring. And the only thing I'm not looking forward to tonight is how late the game may run. It has become a game of bullpens at least as much as starting pitchers. And look at what Andrew Miller has done for the Cleveland Indians. Who would have thought a middle inning relief pitcher might be the most important pitcher on their staff?
Boy, isn't that the truth. When you look at the connection, you mentioned the Yankees and you look at the Boston Red Sox, how connected are those two teams actually when you look at the players on the field to the two teams that were actually watching in this World Series?
Well, you'd think that Theo Epstein, the general manager who broke the Red Sox curse, is the Cubs general manager. Terry Francona, the manager, and believe me, it's hard to manage in Boston because everybody is after you if you don't win every game. And how he survived 8 years here is a testimony. I mean, he could be in the United Nations. He's also an excellent manager on the field. The two managers, Joe Maddon, who's sort of universally considered the best manager in baseball, and I would have to agree, against Terry Francona, who might be the second best manager. So that's interesting. Then there's a whole number of ex-players. The Cubs took Anthony Rizzo, who had been in the Red Sox system. He had over 30 home runs for them. John Lester and John Lackey, who pitched the Red Sox to World Series, are on the Cubs. You know, David Ross, John Lester's personal catcher, came from the Red Sox. On the other side, Coco Crisp, the switch-hitting outfielder, who, by the way, knows how to box in case there's trouble on the field. He was an ex-Red Sox. So it's just really, really interesting. It's almost Theo versus Theo.
I love that, Theo versus Theo. And what's great about Theo is that he's so young, right?
Well, when he became the Red Sox general manager, he was 28. And you would know this if you lived in Boston, but your listeners may not know that Theo Epstein's father, Leslie Epstein, is a very good novelist, ran the BU Creative Writing Program, which I happen to have attended, and his grandfather wrote Casablanca. The Epstein twins Warner Brothers script writers. And so his great uncle and grandfather wrote Casablanca and many other Hollywood movies. So you're talking about an extremely talented family. And when I was in the BU writing program, I was working on the novel, The Cleveland Indian, a fictionalized version of that first Indian. And who knew that Leslie's 10-year-old son was going to be the general manager of the Red Sox and the Cubs? And I must tell you one Theo story. When he was 10, very intelligent and sharp family. And so I am somewhat divided, knowing the Epsteins. Yes, I'd be happy if the Cubs won, but I am basically an American League fan. And having written about Louis Sokolexis, the original Indian and the original Cleveland Indian, I've got to pull for the underdog in this one.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree with you. Been pulling for the underdog. The fact that the Cubs, it's just so funny, the fact that the Cubs finally got here, wasn't it interesting that Cubs fans, are they always just expecting the other shoe to drop?
Well, it's interesting whether players feel pressure from a curse. They certainly feel pressure to win. Fans certainly do. Like, I believe there were two things constant in the universe, the speed of light and the fact the Red Sox would never win a World Series during my lifetime. Now they tell us some subatomic particles might go faster than the speed of light, and the Red Sox have won three times. And I don't want to do a spoiler alert for Cub fans, but it's interesting. When your team hasn't won, it's the Holy Grail. And I used to feel like I almost had to watch every game and root. I was willing to sell my soul for them to win the World Series, which maybe I did. And then they win, and they win a couple more, and it's wonderful, and you feel great for a couple of years. But now they're just sort of another team. You know, there's something absolutely magic about something you can't have.
Boy, and, that's a truth, isn't it?
You know, but on the other hand, you know, when the Red Sox won, and this will happen in either of the two cities, you had people going to cemeteries taking Red Sox hats and letters that said, Grandpa or Dad, they finally did it. And there was a wonderful sense of good feeling. And so some good will come out of it, but then afterwards you look at it, it's like, oh, you know, we don't have the curse of the Bambino. We're not the goat curse. You know, we're not the Chicago Cub. This happened to the Phillies in 1980. They had never won a World Series, and they won. And then a few years later, it's like, well, they're just another team. But that
you're just another team.
Yeah, that doesn't take anything away from how exciting it's going to be and how much the fans do care about it. And let's hope that Steve Bartman has let off the hook, that poor Notre Dame graduate who grabbed a ball, as any of us might have, in a playoff game one in 03 and was just pilloried. Now, here, we pilloried Bill Buckner, but Bill Buckner was on the field when the ball went through his legs. That's a little different than a fan allegedly interfering with something. But I must say that scapegoats are always needed in the big, in the biggest stage. If you make a mistake, Super Bowl or World Series, it's in your obituary. It is never forgotten.
Boy, that's the truth. That is the truth. And never forgotten. I love it. This was great info. There's no question about it. The answer is baseball. The Cleveland Indian, Blue Eden in Hollywood and Sunset. Luke Salisbury, thanks so much for joining us.
Oh, enjoy the game tonight.
Thanks. You too.
Bye-bye.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.